Packers Extra is presented by Johnsonville and Mills Fleet Farm.
What if you as a football team force four consecutive turnovers in a game, and in the same game, you score 30 consecutive points? How could you lose that game? Well, the Packers did.
In a game that featured eight turnovers, four each way, the result hinged on who took advantage best, because opportunity was knocking both ways. Trailing 14-0 early in the first quarter, the Packers defense forced four consecutive first-half turnovers, all in Cincinnati territory. The defense even scored on one of them as M.D. Jennings picked up a fumble and returned it for a touchdown. Yet off the three other Bengals' miscues, all the offense could muster were a pair of Mason Crosby field goals. Later in the game, Green Bay missed another opportunity, but in a different way. Early fourth quarter, Packers leading 30-21 and driving with first and 10 at the Bengals' 27-yard line. Aaron Rodgers tries to squeeze a throw into Randall Cobb. Leon Hall intercepts at the Cincinnati 5-yard line. The Bengals go on a 95-yard drive and score on a 14-yard touchdown pass from Andy Dalton to Marvin Jones. The Bengals are back in the game. It should be no surprise a turnover would decide the game once and for all. Jonathan Franklin's ill-fated fourth and one leap resulted in a fumble eventually returned to the house by Terrence Newman for the winning score. Cincinnati scored 21 points off the four Green Bay turnovers. The Packers managed 13 points off four Bengals miscues. Therein lies the opportunity missed for the Packers.
The Packers head to the early season bye week 1-2, and in their physical and mental condition, yes, they could use a bye right now. Time to regroup, with an NFC North Division battle coming up with Detroit and Green Bay on October 6th, followed by a trip to Baltimore to face the world champion Ravens 1 week later. For Packers Extra, I'm Wayne Larrabee.